So I'm Dr. Jessica Kwapis. I'm the chief of staff at Sensenbrenner Hospital. I'm also a general surgeon and the lead surgeon for the Northeastern Ontario Regional Surgical Network, which is a network of surgeons between Kapuskasing, Hearst, and Cochrane.
Now, you had a historic day on Tuesday at Sensenbrenner. Tell me about it, please.
We did, and I'm very proud to speak of it. It was the first day in history of this Sensenbrenner Hospital building since about 1988 is my understanding of when it opened, that we ran two full operating room lists requiring anesthesia for the patients in both rooms. We had enough anesthesiologists, we had enough surgeons, and we had enough nursing staff and support staff to accomplish this. And we also had enough fully functional operating room space and equipment to pull this off as well.
So you're doing concurrent surgeries too at the same time.
That's correct, and this is a first for us, and something that we're looking at implementing moving forward, given where we're now at with our staffing complement.
Oh, you haven't decided yet if this will be the norm?
It will be the norm to a certain extent. We're still working through the model of how many days per week we would be running two rooms, and we were doing this as a trial run to learn if there's additional equipment we need to purchase, how many nursing staff, for example, we would need to book on a day when we run two rooms. So we're very close to being able to do it. We expect that by the fall, it will be part of our regular rotation at least a couple times per week.
Why is this significant?
There's a lot of reasons why this is significant. I think one of the big reasons is it signals stability to surgical coverage for patients in our region. This is something that really is unusual for hospitals of this size and communities of this size, to have enough staff to be able to not only run two rooms at a time, but it also signals the ability to maintain continuous 24/7, 365 on-call coverage to cover for any emergencies for our communities as well as some surrounding communities. And what it signals is all the hard work that has gone into recruitment of enough physicians. One of the key pieces for that was some funding that we received from the Ministry of Health that we were able to arrange with them to help fund surgeons and anesthesiologists in our community. We're still working on similar funding to fund our obstetricians providing delivery services. And while some may think that obstetrical services are not related to surgical services, certainly in our communities they are. The general surgeons are the ones who do the emergency cesarean sections, and so the two programs are linked very closely together. So if you think of historically, hospitals of this size typically were a solo surgeon model. So while that surgeon was in town, he or she would be on call 24/7 and would be able to provide surgery, a few days in the week. But if he or she went on vacation, there would be no coverage during that time. There was no option for taking a day off if they were sick, or had a family emergency. And so the fact that we've now moved to this model where we have enough staff to not only run two rooms, but actually also provide seamless emergency coverage is huge. It also allows us, for example, if we are in a situation where there's a surgery already happening that was planned, and let's say there's an emergency cesarean section that needs to be done, we have the ability to do that, no problem. It's not a crisis, whereas previously that would have been a crisis that we had to troubleshoot every time it happened.
Now, I'm assuming two things here, hoping you can confirm them. That one being that this will mean not sending patients as often to other hospitals as Timmins, Sudbury, Toronto. And number two, that it will help you attract more surgeons to Kapuskasing.
Okay, so I'll address your first question first about not sending patients as frequently. That's absolutely true. In the past, whenever there was no coverage, historically patients would typically go to Timmins for coverage or for a surgical need if that was needed. The only times these days that patients will go to Timmins or Sudbury or Toronto would be if they required more specialized surgical expertise than what we can offer here. We offer general surgical expertise, and we do have the capacity to keep a very sick individual in our hospital for a short period of time in our intensive care unit, but we don't have a continually staffed intensive care unit. So if somebody's sick enough that they require intensive care, typically we may actually first do their surgery here, but then send them out afterwards to get their intensive care if that's needed. So it won't get rid of that completely. But certainly the fact that we have enough surgeons here now will mean that we can tackle cases that maybe a single surgeon by themselves wouldn't have been willing to do on their own because of how complex they are. And certainly we have access by phone or by telemedicine network to any specialist that we can contact for advice. So definitely it will lessen the transfers out of Capus casing. It's also lessening the transfers from Hearst. So Hearst, you may know, has not had a full-time general surgeon in over 20 years. They have been serviced by visiting surgeons for that whole time. And the hospital has done a fantastic job of keeping their surgical services open. However, this is a problem all over the province and even the country now. The availability of visiting surgeons is much less than it used to be. And so Hearst has had many gaps in surgical coverage. And because of our capacity, it's allowed us to be able to look after the patients from Hearst. So they only have to travel 1 hour instead of 3 hours to Timmins, for example. So that is another benefit. In addition, as I mentioned, the obstetrical services, Capus casing has also had to care for the obstetrical patients from Hearst because their obstetrics program closed last year and they haven't been able to reopen yet due to lack of recruitment. So it's huge for our area in terms of being able to keep patients in the region and care for them as close to home as possible.
Will this help attract more surgeons?
Right. So with respect to that question, we are at a full complement now in Capus casing. We wouldn't have the capacity to have another surgeon here. It certainly may be helpful for attracting a surgeon to Hearst, for example, knowing that there's a good surgical group an hour east of them. What it does help to attract, though, is additional family doctors. Family doctors typically will want to come to communities where there is a surgical program. And so overall, it helps with the stability of healthcare in our region.